Okay, Rabbi Said, tonight we spent so much time over the last three Sundays talking about lomdis, of a dish of what falls out on Shabbos. Is it a tashlumin? Is it a this? Is it a that? We never got to any halacha lemaisa, what we need to know about when Shabbos falls out on Tisha. So tonight, I'd like to try to get to some of the halacha lemaisa de kashaylas. Probably the most commonly asked shayla is, what are you allowed to do Sunday night? That's what everyone wants to know this year, because Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos is Sunday, meaning is Matzei Tisha B'Av this year different than a regular Matzei Tisha B'Av? Hopefully we'll get to it as well. Again, just for tomorrow night in Mishnah Shem, we will have our Zoom shiur at 8:30. We'll be going through the Gemaras in Gittin. So if you want to bring your own Gemara online, so in your own house, so you'll have a bring a Gemara Gittin tomorrow. We'll start at that, about Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. We'll continue where we left off last year. I'm sure everyone remembers where we left last year. I didn't either. That's why there's this thing called recordings. I went back to listen. So Blineda will pick up basically where we left off last year and see how far we get this year. That's 8:30 tomorrow. Zoom. Oh, yeah, Zoom only for Mitzvah Shem Wednesday. And again, anyone is welcome to use the same Zoom address for tomorrow night's year for the Kinnis Sunday morning. If you want to join me in my recitation of Kinnis, I'll be speaking upon Tavern is called for 8:30, so we'll get to the Kinnis around 9:15, I hope. And then we'll go through, I think I'm scheduled to go through around 10 or 4, 12, 14 Kinnis, and hopefully it should take us till Chatzaris, or at least till Mincha Gedolah, depending on how much patience everyone has for sitting. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what happens when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. So the truth is, before we even get to Tisha B'Av Shechalas B'Shabbos, I'll share with you an interesting halacha. We've shared this in the past, but it's kedai to go over it one more time. There's an interesting halacha in source number one. The Ramah writes, Mila shehime resh chodesh ha-tisha b'av. If a person has a bris mila, many people have bris milas this week. They had a bris mila from beginning of the 9 days until tisha b'av. Noigim shamayol u'bal bris v'aviyah ben loif shem b'gdei Shabbos. The bali bris, which is the father, the mother, the sandik, and the mayol, they're allowed to wear Shabbos clothing. Other than that, you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothing during the 9 days. This is perhaps one of the least known restrictions of the 9 days, is that one is not allowed to wear Shabbos clothing during the 9 days. So let's say, for example, you want to go somewhere, you want to get dressed up, you're really not supposed to wear Shabbos clothing during the 9 days, except if you're one of the Bali Bris. Now, we'll see, it's not only don't you wear Shabbos clothing during the 9 days, we'll see that there was a practice for many years in Halacha not to even wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos itself. Which seems so hard to imagine. But at least this much is accepted, lahalocha, that we don't wear Shabbos clothing unless we're going to a bris. Says, even on Shabbos Chazoyim, which is this Shabbos, a machlifim lulbosh big de Shabbos. We don't switch out into our Shabbos clothing, except for maybe a shirt. Okay, good. Now, says the Ramah at the end, so let's talk a little bit, just very bekitzer. The Ramah tells us an amazing halach. The Ramah tells us that you don't wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos. Now, has anyone ever been to any shul in the Orthodox world that they're not wearing Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon? Get me into trouble, Jake. Right? So whatever you call Big Day Shabbos, which is a shmooze for a different time, we actually had a shir on this. We talked about changing Big Day Shabbos for Big Day Chol. We talked about how what one should wear on Shabbos without getting too political. But the Ramah says clearly, you're not supposed to wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos. How can it be? We have a principle, Ein Aveilus B'Shabbos. If we all showed up like we dress now on Shabbos, everyone would say it's a sign of mourning. So why would this be the practice? If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah quotes already from the Vilna Gaon. He says, "B'kihilas Kodesh Vilna Noigin Al Pi Hagra Luvash Big Day Shabbos." Already dating back to the times of the Vilna Gaon. We're going to live at the end of the 18th century, the Vilna Gaon writes, no, we wear Big Day Shabbos. Yesh Mishan Beged Echad. Some people change one Beged. Like one thing they change, right? They'll wear one thing still weekday to go back to the old Ramah's practice. V'chein Kasev Yaakov Emden, Shem Ovav HaGoyin. He quotes from Yaakov Emden, quotes the same practice. Yaakov Emden was a little bit before the Goyin. Yaakov Emden, Reb Yaakov Emden died in 1776. He writes, his father, the Chacham Tzvi, also held that way. That we wear Big Day Shabbos. So even though the Ramban Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, you don't wear Big Day Shabbos, Mishtaburu comes already to the defense of Klal Yisrael, dating back to sometime in the 1700s, where the Jewish people did wear Big Day Shabbos. Now, this is just an historical piece of information. What happened between the times of the Ramah and the times of Yaakov? The Ramah died, let's take the Ramah to the end of the 1500s, early 1600s. He writes that we don't wear Big Day Shabbos. Fast forward to the mid-1700s, all of a sudden everyone's wearing Big Day Shabbos. What happened? What's the change? What's it all about? So if you take a look over here in the Aruch HaShulchan, a fascinating piece of Aruch HaShulchan, he writes the following. Number three. V'da'a, you should know. She'etzlanu yeshonim or gimel deirish, shnayim or gimel deirish, einoigim kiminag hazeh b'shabbos chazayin. He says this is already at least two or three generations. Aruch HaShulchan lived at the end of the, again, he died at the beginning of the 1900s. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, this Ramah is already old, already for a couple generations has not been practiced. That we do wear Big Day Shabbos. The G'dayli Hador Shayoz and Igu Kane, but Amram Shazel, but Mara Veils, but Shabbos with Fahesia. And their justification is, if you're not going to wear Shabbos clothing, that is the biggest testimonial of Aveils, but Shabbos. So now, that's a great reason. Now, what's the problem with that? Didn't the Ramah know that? We know that. The Ramah doesn't know that. We don't know that if you walk into Shul dressed the way we are today, everyone would be like, what's going on? So the Ramah didn't have this problem? Writes to Aruch HaShulchan something fascinating. And this is really a telling of the time in history. We wear Big Day Shabbos, because if we don't walk in our Big Day Chol, it would be a clear declaration of Avelos on Shabbos, which we're not allowed. Now, and it's basically forgotten today that we don't, where everyone knows you wear Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazayin. This halacha is almost not practiced today. I don't get it. If we just came to the conclusion that you have to wear Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazayin, because if you don't, it would be an outward statement of mourning, and we're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, so what was the Ramah talking about? The Ramah says, no Big Day Shabbos, and you have to wear weekday clothing. Why wasn't the Ramah concerned about this problem of open, outward aveilus for Shabbos? So he gives a very practical answer. He says a very simple, you have to know the dress code of the late 1500s, early 1600s, and the dress code of the 18th and 19th, and maybe even the 17th century. It all depends on what the norm dress code is. He says, very geschmack, he says, that back then, that the dress code of Shabbos and Chol was relatively similar. He writes, they look the same. They basically were the same. So what's between a Shabbos suit and a weekday suit? Price. That's all it was. They wore suits during the week. They wore suits on Shabbos. So what's a Shabbos suit? It's a little bit more expensive. Weekday suit's a little less expensive. He says, you know why back then they can get away with it? Because it was so easily interchangeable, no one really could tell. Oh, so that's a question. The question is now it flipped back the other way. We'll get to that maybe. So he writes, Masha Enkein Zek Kama Doiris Mikoidim. Shebe Shabbos Hoysa Tmunas Acheris Lagamri Labagodim. Bein Oni Ben Oisha Kim Oisha Bechol. He says, but today, says our Hashokhan, our dress code is drastically different between Shabbos and weekday. He says, Hoy Noisim Koivesh Shaklapin Ube Shabbos Strimo. He writes today. Look, I'm saying today would be very different. Our weekday dress and our Shabbos is very different. So some are going to point out. One second. What about for those people who have a very similar dress? Those people who wear suits every day. Right, those who wear suits and ties and shirts every single day. So what's the difference between the Shabbos and the weekday? Maybe the style, maybe the price, things like that. So maybe they should revert back to the old din of the Ramah. So most Achrayim don't accept that, even though they present the argument, and it seems very logical. Because based on the way the Aruch HaShulchan is explaining it, that should be the conclusion. But it's not. The Maaseh, the accepted practice today, they're all Jews, as far as I'm aware, have all switched out of their Big Day Chol, and they do wear their Big Day Shabbos. Now, yeah. It probably has to do with this. The assumption that Shabbos Chazon is the Shabbos before we commemorate Tisha B'Av. Yeah, it might, again, at the end of the day, it might have a lot to do with the last couple of Sundays, sure. Just if we want to plug that in as well. Yeah. Something to keep in mind next time we go through that sugya. So if you take a look over here in another interesting piece of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, just again, an interesting historical outlook. He points out an interesting thing. He writes that maybe there's another reason why the practice has changed from wearing Bigdei Shabbos to not wearing Bigdei Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan explained it based on this style of clothing. That even though, again, it's a fascinating thing, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch very clearly, no one argues, until the Vilna Gaon came later. The Ramah writes no big day Shabbos on Shabbos, and we all do it. So the Aruch HaShulchan said, yes, because our big day Shabbos is too different than our big day Chol B'Aviyos B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov has a different, interesting twist. He writes, number four, left side. Dugma lezehu chilek ha-menhagim b'Shabbos chazayim. Ha'im lovash big day Shabbos aloy. Tebekayim me'shahayu b'nei Yisrael ha-shirim v'chayu b'toiv v'leitzipa b'chil yenayim l'viyas ha-mashiach. A little Musa from Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says, every generation or every community lived in a different type of background. Some communities, the Jews were wealthier. They were not being oppressed. They're not being attacked. And they weren't exactly all that focused on Mashiach's arrival because life was pretty good. Says Rabbi Yaakov, Ozit kinu harabonim lovash big dechol b'shabbos chazayim. That community, they had to wear big dechol. They had to wear big dechol. Why? Deshis avu halachor b'yodu shehim b'golos. The only way to get those people moved about the Churban was to make them wear big dechol on Shabbos. That would be the impetus that they need. And those communities that were very poor. Now, we always like to make a picture that everyone in Europe was poor. Not everyone in Europe was poor. There were some wealthy people, and there were some wealthy towns and some wealthy communities. And, you know, depends where you went. But says Rabbi Yaakov, in those poorer communities, those communities that suffered pogroms and things like that, so though they didn't need a reminder about Mashiach's arrival. They davened every single day for Mashiach to come. Says Rabbi Yaakov, those communities, Bedavka needed to take a break from the Avelos on Shabbos. It was so much. Every day they lived at Avelos. So on Shabbos, they got a break. They got a respite on Shabbos to switch back into the Big Day Shabbos. Right? They appreciated Big Day Shabbos meant a change. You know, they say clothing makes the man, so they changed out of their Shabbos into their Shabbos clothing. It was a different mindset. No, now with Shabbos, we're not stressed, we're not worried. So amazing idea for Rabbi Yaakov coming at this. The difference says Rabbi Yaakov, that's the difference. The difference was where you lived. Maybe I'm being over sense being tough on the people. I would think following Rabbi Yaakov, we should probably switch into our big day chol for Shabbos. At least many of us are not necessarily always feeling the Churban HaMikdash the way we should, which we'll talk about tomorrow night a little bit. But in any case, that's what Yaakov's pshat. So Yaakov wants to say the pshat is discrepancy of whether to wear Shabbos or not depends really on where you lived, what you were experiencing, what life was like in that specific town. Interesting idea for him, Yaakov coming up. Okay, but we're going to come back to what to do with Matzah Shabbos in a second. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Okay, this is just, this is not just this year. This is every year Shabbos Chazoyim. But again, I thought it was just an interesting idea both brought out from the Aruch HaShulchan and from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, how to understand the discrepancies. Now talk a little bit halacha l'maisim. Source number five, back to the right side. Says the Mechaber, Imchal Tisha B'av B'Shabbos Mut B'Kulam. This year, Tisha B'av falls on Shabbos. We are allowed to do all of the restrictions that are normally prohibitive on Tisha B'av. We do not have this year. Afilu B'tashu Shamita, even matter relations, is permitted on Shabbos. That's the Mechaber. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Oisrim Tashu Shamita. So there is a Yesh Oimim in the Shulchan. The Ramah says, no, we prohibit it. V'chein Nohagim, and that is the practice of Ashkenazim Jews. We spoke a lot about this in the Lumdis, why it should be or shouldn't be, but the facts are the facts. Halach L'maisa, the Ramah says that Ashkenazim are Macher not to have Tashu. If you take a look over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Mr. Buru writes over here in Sifkat and Mem. He says, Umachris HaShamish, I mentioned this on Sunday, that the practice used to be that the Shamish, the Gaba, used to announce on Friday night like this year, Dvarim Shebet Sinner Noi. He used to announce to the shul that everyone should know that you have to keep Dvarim Shebet Sinner. We pointed out they stopped doing it because, like we have today, there's always someone who takes that the wrong way, makes jokes out of it, and therefore they decided this is a bad idea. However, writes the Mishnah Berurah, Ochen, in the era Lel Tefillah of Shabbos, but if this Friday night would be the Lel Tefillah for someone, then Hevi Amogen Avram Mishem Ashor, the Yishmuk Mazal, Das Mishoina, the Tevels Mishameshes. In that case, a woman would go to the mikvah and she would live with her husband. But the Yesh Machamim Gamazet, there are those opinions that hold, even if it's Lel Tefillah, was still Machamim. Ba'ayim Bechayadim Shugazet, the Kivin de Lel Tefillah, who mitzvahs Oina, Yishmuk Mazal Halamatiu. However, Mishnah Berurah calls him the Chayodim says, Halach Maisa, if this Friday night happens to be Lel Tefillah, the woman would go to the mikvah and she would be together with her husband because it is a mitzvah. So when did the Ramah tell us not to have Tashmish Friday night? That's when it's not a the mitzvah of Aino. But if it's a Leil Tvila, then it is different. So Allah Maisim Mishtabur Paskas Leil Tvila, we are making. Now there's an interesting Shaila that comes up for those people whose family is in, let's say, the mountains, and they're in the city. There's a halacha called a yoitz l'derech and a hoylech b'derech. Yoitz l'derech means where a husband, right before he leaves to go away from his wife, there's a big inyan to have relations with your wife that night, the night before you go on a trip. Obviously, you're not going with her, you're going by yourself. That's called a yoitz l'derech. Then there's something called a haba min haderech. If you were away from your wife for a long amount of time and you come back, there's also an inyan to have relations that night. So the question is, how do we treat a ba min haderech for, let's say, Friday night? Let's say you have a couple, the wife is in the mountains, or vice versa, the wife is in the city, he's in the mountains. Today you have all versions of it. And the husband comes up Friday night, he hasn't seen his wife for an entire week. So he's a yoitza, he's not a yoitza, he's not going on a trip, he's returning from a trip. But that, again, it's not the night of the mikvah, would that also permit him to be together? So if you take a look over here, in number 7, they say, for Kovitz Halachas, he quotes from the Marsham, that the Marsham discusses this question. Umasik the ba min haderech haruhu adin kalel tefila. He says that a ba min haderech has the same status as the night of the mikvah. So let's say, for example, if a guy was away from his family for a week, he comes up to the mountains or whatever it is. So that Friday night has the same din as lel tefila, which would mean they're allowed to be together. Ach ledin yesh befakvim im haba min haderech u'mitzvah mamish kalel tefila. However, it's not so simple. Vitzorech in ledina, and it's not so poshit if we can actually pass them that way. Very easy, and he quotes from here from Rav Moshe Feinstein that Rav Moshe was machmir. So I think, to the best of my knowledge, we are machmir. We don't treat it like a bum and haderech, the same leniency. So if a person would be away from his family and only comes up Friday night, comes up for the weekend, he would not be allowed to live with his wife this Friday night. Well, predominantly for yoitzim and haderech, yeah. But again, your typical husband was away for a week, that would definitely might have to do with how many oinos he misses or how many times he misses, but a week would probably fit it according to most places. Interesting, if you take a look over number 8, the quote over from the Makar Chaim, the Eshla Asar Hashchiv of Mita Achas Pen Yitkafu Yitzroi, that you have to own, you can't even sleep in the same bed on Friday night. Why? Because since on Friday night you're not allowed to live together, we're afraid if you're going to be in the same bed, you may end up doing something that you're not supposed to, and therefore you should be Machmir. However, Chibuk V'Nishuk, touching and kissing, that would be permitted. Okay. I wrote over in number 9 from Shmuel Kamenetsky that he says not like that. He says that all other what we normally wouldn't do with our wives when we're not allowed to be together, that does not apply to this Friday night. Because again, in the back of our mind, we know worst came to worst, you live together, the Shulchan Aruch says it's okay. So even though we don't do it, but we don't have the same stringencies as we do for a regular time. If you take a look over here very quickly on the bottom, in number 4C, I quoted over here from Rebbe Eliashiv. The gamba halichas van hogas maybe b'shem agoyin the grace of Shom Eliashiv shall chavod Shabbos. With regard to covered Shabbos chazoin naginu kahagro lahate big the Shabbos after may mechubasim. For this Shabbos, you can wear even clean clothing. Ach in het the lubush begodim chadashim. You can't wear new clothing. Okay, there's a difference. You could have picked it up from the dry cleaners last week, and you can wear it this week, but you can't buy a new suit and wear it for the first time on this Shabbos. He says, "Umish v'chein aser legahitz begadim b'Shabbos." You can't wash something just for Shabbos. V'ein l'shanis mishum aveis afilu begadech. You don't have to change even one garment, even though the Mishnah Berurah said he's supposed to change one garment. The B'liashiv held we wear everything the same, regular Shabbos clothing, soup to nuts. We don't change anything. Umish yesh lo l'Shabbos begad she'ena mechubas u'begad chadash. Interesting question. Let's say a person has one suit. He has two suits for Shabbos. One suit is not washed, and one suit is new. So either he wears the new suit, or he dry cleans the dirty suit. What's a better option? So Rabbi Yashiv held, Yashlich HaChodesh L'Ritzbah, you should take the new one, the fresh one, throw the new one on the floor, V'yilbashen B'Shabbos, V'za'odiv Mashal L'Chabes is a beggar Yashiv. That's better than having to do a wash. Interesting. He held that since you already bought it, so if you can throw it on the floor, that would be a better option. But again, halacha l'maisa, we can wear freshly laundered Shabbos clothing, but we just can't wash it. That's a little bit of a problem. Yes. During the 9 days, the throwing on the floor works if it actually takes away the stiffness and the freshness. You see people, they do it like chavitas harava. They put it on the ground. Oh, yaitzim, put it on the ground. The point is not putting it on the ground. The point is making it less fresh. So really, you should take it roll in the ball and play catch with it for a little bit, or let your grandkids or kids run over it for a little bit if you really want to be brave. But the point is, you take away the stiffness, the freshness of it, and therefore, to the point is, if you got the shirt back like this, you'd ask for your money back from the dry cleaners. Because what do you mean? This is not iron. This is not fresh. This is not starch. This is ruined. Again, I'm being a little bit extreme, but the point is, it should take away from the freshness. If it's still as fresh, you clap it on the ground once. Eliashiv joked, said some people's floors are very clean. So they put it on the floor. So what? Shirt's still clean. So you got to make it. You got to take away a little bit, and that would be 100% mutter for Shabbos. Okay. If you take a look at number 4b, I'm jumping around a little bit. They quote over here from the Stipler that the Stipler would wear one article of clothing that was weekday. What was his one article of clothing that he wore on Shabbos that was weekday? It was his talus katan. His talus katan of weekday he wore on Shabbos Chazoyin to be mekayim that old minhag of wearing one thing that still is weekday, which we spoke about once in the share. Is that even a problem? Something like that, do you have to switch for Shabbos? But that was the Stipler's practice. Okay, so let's continue on a little bit over here. We take a look at number 10, an interesting Leket Yoshe. The Leket Yoshe was a student of the Truma Sadesh. He writes, he says, "Ukishachal tishba b'Shabbos machros Hashem is drawing Shabbos in the noig. Vein holchem u'zocher. You don't go to Shalom Zocher on tishba b'shachal is b'Shabbos. Someone has a baby boy this week. No Shalom Zocher this Friday night. The gamin oisim b'Shabbos bor shapil shukarin ba'an spil spinlash, and you don't make some form of something. So he held you don't go to Shalom Zocher. That's not the accepted practice. We hold that someone has a baby boy born this week. Of course, they would have a regular Shalom Zocher like they would any other time of the year." If anyone has an offer of this Shabbos, always a question, should you make an offer of this Shabbos? So they quote over here from the Archas Rabbeinu, from the Stipler, Oymeli Moivi Rebbe, referring to the Stipler, Benegel offer of Shakreve, Shechol B'Shabbos Tishabov, Sheish Lakdima L'Shabbos L'Fneizeh. The Stipler held you should have made a last Shabbos. Mishum Shein last is Kiddush Shal Simcha B'Shabbos, you shouldn't make a Kiddush of joy. Right, just not this Shabbos, because it's really, you know, it's a more intense. It's the case of Chal B'Shabbos Tishba. It's like this year. It technically is Tishba. He writes, "Av Aliyah L'Teirish Yikabel Oipam B'Shabbos Zushi L'Fnechasana." But again, but he should have the Aliyah the Shabbos before, okay, without giving a whole, getting into the whole lumdus of Ofrof. But the main thing of the Ofrof is the Aliyah before. Now the Kiddush and the lunch and all that is nice, but it's not really the main part of the Ofrof. It's really the Aliyah. So even if you make the celebration 2 weeks before, he should get his Aliyah the Shabbos before. Someone in my shul has yard site. On Tisha B'Av proper, they wanted to make a Kiddush to commemorate the Yartza, so I thought that was fine, a small little Kiddush, nothing over the top, nothing crazy, I thought would be fine for the for a yard site as well. But again, Ofrofs and lavish bar mitzvahs, a lot of the Paiskim are more against the Shabbos from doing. Okay, let's take a look in the bottom, number 12. Im Chal Tisha B'Av B'Yom HaRishon, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, Oy b'Shabbos, or if it falls out on Shabbos like this year, the nitchel achar Shabbos and it gets pushed off to Sunday, mutter b'shtei haShabbosis. So the two preceding weeks are mutter. Bein shekoyd matayis, bein sheacharof. So we spoke a lot about this on our Sunday morning share. This is the mechaber where he says there is no shvu shachabay this year. The weeks before Tisha B'Av and the weeks after Tisha B'Av take on no halachic status because Tisha B'Av is really Sunday. If Tisha B'Av is really Sunday, this whole week is not called the week before Tisha B'Av. Then he writes, "V'yesh mishayim mishano gulasik kol shvu shalafanav." No, some people say that the entire week leading up to Tisha B'Av is aser chos miyoyim chamish v'yom shish, except for Thursday and Friday. Writes the Ramah, "V'noigim lahachmi betchilas rechodesh le'inyan kibbutz." We Ashkenazim. It's irrelevant for us because we stop washing clothing already from Rosh Chodesh. But when it comes to, let's say, Tespiris, that we started right from Shavas Batam. So we pointed out, and Rabbi Moshe Weiss writes like this, at least Halacha L'Maisa, that for us Ashkenazim, we do have a Shavuot Shachabe this year. We do have a Shavuot Shachabe this year based on what the Ramah wrote in other places. We hold there is a Shavuot Shachabe this year. Now, if you take a look over at number 13, now, why am I bringing up the issue of Shavuot Shachabe? Because one of the questions that many people have is, are you allowed to cut your nails this Friday? Big question. You're allowed to cut your nails this Friday. So some places come out, you're allowed to cut your nails until Shavuot Shachabay. Well, is there a Shavuot Shachabay this year? You got to know if there's a Shavuot Shachabay. So there are places that are makel. If you're doing it for Shabbos, if you're doing it, if a lady's doing it to go to Mikvah to Shul Mutter, but if a man is doing it for Shabbos, there might be other permissibilities as well. I quoted over an interesting thing from the Minchas Chinuch. He writes, "The after ain't toivim of Shabbos ubitzainin." This is a little bit more relevant to our Sunday morning. So let's say you want to go to the Mikvah. You go to the Mikvah every Shabbos. Can you go to the mikvah this Shabbos? What's the question? Well, if you hold like us Ashkenazim that you're not allowed to live with your wife because it's considered dvarim shebitzina, So maybe going into the water in the mikvah might also constitute rechitza b'tzaynin, rechitza, and that might also be prohibited as a davar shebitzina. What's the difference?
For a guy,
yeah, not lady, a guy. So let's see. So he writes over here, the after in Tayyum Shabbos Ubit Sainin, the Avza Bukhav Ram Shabbatina, because Misham the Noigib Ashkan, the Hochim Lutva Moichim Yod. Minchaschinach Taka held it's wrong. Minchaschinach, if a boy, a male, goes to the mikvah Shabbos morning, that's considered an unnecessary washing, and it's us. Ach, Bozeka Yoim Rabbi Mekilim, but today many are lenient. In Darkai Tomid Lisbol, Litvo Shabbos Kaddish. If you do it every single Shabbos, so then it's already mitzvah. Meaning, if the guy who does it once every while, because you know he needs to refresh himself in a mikvah. This is before the air conditioning. So whenever it's really hot, he goes into the mikvah, but he doesn't go every single Shabbos religiously. So then the mikvah is going to help. It's awesome. Could be right, So he writes over here that Rabbi Yashiv held that it's motzah. He says. The noise of oit have a tilus shoyle shem tanik, but befrat im shimish beheter meetmo kidol el. He says besvet befrat the guy's going to mikvah because he was with his wife the night before and he wants to go to Tfilas Ezra. Nichen shemati nagen the b'liyashiv sheyesh lahakol b'zeh. For all you frequent mikvah goers, I am not one of those. But if you are a frequent mikvah goer, you can go this Shabbos as well, and you don't have any halachic concerns. So we didn't talk about it this year. In other years, we've spoken about it. That last week was easy to take a hot shower because the Mishnah Berurah Paskin that when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Friday, you can take a hot shower. What about this Friday? I didn't put it on the sheet. I must have had it on other sheets. So that's already more complicated. If you read Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, Ramah, it sounds like it's awesome. So why is it that so many people do? Because we're saying on both Rav Moshe and Rav Henkin, two of the great Paiskim of the 20th century, who both Paskin that on Friday, Shabbat Chazoin, we're allowed to take a regular shower. Because as it is, we're really yistinous. We can't go so long without taking a hot shower. So Rav Moshe and Rav Henkin were both Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was not in Mefurish and his Sefer, but in Oral Psukim he gave it over that they both held you could take a regular hot shower to on Friday. So that's the Heter for Friday of Shabbos Chazoy. Now, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, number 14, the Mechaber writes, Im chal tishvav be'echa b'shabbos, eishachah b'shabbos, eishachah b'shabbos, eishachah b'shabbos, oichel b'asav v'shoyse yayim b'sutas v'sekas. Many people ask, what do you do with the Sutas Hamafsekas this year? The answer is it's been canceled. You don't have it. There is no Sutas Hamafsekas this year. It doesn't exist. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you eat regular umal al shulchani afil kusuda shloimoi be'es malchus. You eat good and gesund up until Shkia. You continue eating until Shkia. The fast does not start until Shkia. Writes the Ramah, miut circle hafsin b'yoyim. However, you have to stop while it's still daytime, meaning you have to stop before Shkia. But regular shal shud is you want to eat basar, knock yourself out, eat whatever you want. You don't sit on the floor. You don't eat the egg. None of that. It's a regular Shabbos. Shabbos is regular. So your regular Shabbos afternoon, this coming Shabbos. Yeah. I remember. That's what they said. Okay. I'm not sure why you'd have to bench before Shkia. I don't see why you'd have to bench before Shkia. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure why you have to bench before the Shkia. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not familiar. Did we talk about it last time? I don't remember. Go to the videotape. I hear. That's what they talk about, right? Okay. Could be. So if you take a look over in the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah talks about an interesting Shiloh. Mishnah Berurah writes, V'osu limnoi mimenu, you're not allowed to hold back. He writes over here, he's bothered with a question. He means, what do you mean, basar? I never have to eat basar on Shabbos. You don't have to eat basar on Shabbos. You have to eat basar on Yom Tov, maybe. But the Mishnah Berurah says, no, it doesn't mean you have to. It means that don't not have basar because it's Tisha B'Av Shechal Des B'Shabbos. He writes, this is always the tricky question. Are you allowed to have guests for the Shabbos Day meal this week? Popular Shaila. Should you have Shabbos guests for the Shabbos day meal? So I think, yeah, I think if you normally have guests on a regular Shabbos and that's typical and you have a regular Shabbos meal, I think you could have Shabbos guests as well. He does write over here, V'dayt d'nisha rog b'chol Shabbos listen to the zoo m'chaveirev u'miyu'odev u'mineh b'shabbos zoo ha'vei kaveh b'fesher u'kuliyam u'motel hechel b'nei beisav yochol b'rach b'zimon. Again, it's a regular, he's really talking about the meal later in the day. But the point is, if you have regular Shabbos meals, you should have regular Shabbos meals with your family, eat regular. No one's sitting on the floor. No one's eating ash. No one's eating egg. It's a regular Shabbos. Yeah, sure. Some. Not as extreme as we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. Some. No, yeah, that stuff's still the same. Yeah, that's still gonna be the same stuff, right? So a lot of the stuff we've been talking about is still gonna be the same, correct? Now,
and can read and feed and wine. This meal should take place if the mincha and care must be taken to complete this meal, including brachas amazon before sunset.
Okay, so you state. Lost motion, Messina. That's it. I don't know. You can't argue. I don't know. Is that footnote with a Maramal coming up?
The way it's written looks like.
Doss is the footnote. Very soon. Okay, I don't know. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. I'm not familiar. Okay, so now the big question that comes up is, let's take a look over here, number 16. This part is the easy part, right? Shabbos is a regular Shabbos. You eat meat, you eat chicken, you eat your Shabbos clothing. No one sits on the floor. It's a regular Shabbos. Okay, now let's take a look over here, number 16. Right, Sturma? This is where things get a little bit more complicated. Right, Sturma? And on a weekday, if Tisha B'Av would be on a regular, so we would take off our shoes before we say Baruch. Then who Shabbos? Let's say this year it's Shabbos. So Cholzim La'acha Baruch. We take a say Baruch. Baruch is supposed to be the ending of the Shabbos, and then we take off our shoes. Milvar Ashliach Tzibur Shecheret Kodesh Baruch. Except the Ashliach Tzibur who can't take a break in middle. So he needs to take off his shoes before he says Baruch Hu. Rak Oimrim Tchila Hamavdil. He first says Hamavdil. So this believe that will come back to a little later. But what do you do with the shoes? When you take off the shoes? When you take off your Shabbos clothing? How to get around all that? But I want to talk about the second half of the Rambam. V'nagu shloy lilmay derev Tisha B'Av mechatzos ve'elach. There's a practice not to learn any Torah on a regular erev Tisha B'Av after chatzos ki mitzvarim hamutarim b'Tisha B'Av, except for those things that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. This is regular Tisha B'Av. You're not supposed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, except for those things that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. My joke is people are machmer all year. Zera to Erev Tisha B'Av, they don't learn a whole year. The Choshesh may come to learn an Erev Tisha B'Av, so safe is bet, don't learn a whole year. Fine. L'chein, Dr. Amor, Im Chal B'Shabbat, let's say this year. This is a big shayla this year. Do you cancel all the Daf Yomi Shurim? Do you cancel all the Perkei Avos Shurim? What do you do? Right, Dr. Amor, L'chein, Im Chal B'Shabbat, Ein Oimim Perkei Avos. No Perkei Avos this week. You also shouldn't take a walk on Erev Tisha B'Av. Okay, so if you can't take a walk on Erev Tisha B'Av, this year Erev Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, it means no Shabbos afternoon walk. The streets are going to be deserted, everyone's going to stay in their house. You can't walk off the chomp after you eat. Come on, what's going on over here? First of all, why can't you take a walk? What's so bad about taking a walk? So we'll have to see that the idea of taking a walk is not the getting out and getting fresh air. It's more of the socializing, what I call the politician walk. You stop everyone on the street and shake their hands and see how they're doing and check in on them and their kids and their grandchildren. Like what politicians do when they want to give votes. Or rabbis that need to get their contract extended, right? You got to be nice and friendly to everyone. That's really what you're not supposed to do. To walk around the neighborhood because you want some fresh air or because you're not ready to go to sleep after eating all that chalent, that's not what the Rambam means. Ta'il is more of like a party. Right? How do I know that? I always bring this riot. It says in the Rambam that you're supposed to be mita'il in the sukkah. You're supposed to walk around the sukkah? You're supposed to go for a walk after the meal with your wife in the sukkah? First of all, most of our sukkahs are not big enough for walks. Tayil means to hang out. That's what a tayil means. It doesn't mean a walk. It means to hang. Today the kids call it to chill, right? So that's supposed to be done in the sukkah. That's what you're not supposed to do on the streets. You're not supposed to hang out on the streets and have a whole convention. And, it used to be who used to hang out in the parks. Everyone used to sit at their little table and do their thing. That you shouldn't do. But they walk around the neighborhood because you want to get some fresh air, even though it's supposed to be very hot. Or you just want to get a little, just to move. That's l'chlal, not what this Ramah means. And people, I think, make a mistake. I think you're not going to go for a walk. You have to stay locked in your house the whole Shabbos afternoon like you're in jail. So you and your wife should just get into a big fight. No, that's not what the Rambam means. It means to go out and have a whole party and, make it what we call a matzah. Okay, so let's see. Yeah, again, obviously, if you pass by, you take a Shabbos to them. I think the point is it shouldn't turn into like a social scene, like what Tashlich became, right? A social scene. It means you're not in the mood today. It means you think you're not going to get re-elected anyway, so you're not bothering to shmuz with everyone. So you shouldn't get the shul, right? Or at least the Chazar Shashat's part of the davening. Okay. So how does this work out? Halacha l'maaseh? Well, someone came to me, in my shul they came to me. We have two shurim in my shul in the afternoon. One is the Daf Yomi shir, and one is the small chabur they learn together. Should they cancel it this week? So if you read the Ramah Kipshuta, you would sound like, yeah, that's it. No Torah Shabbos. Cancel. Whatever. We rearrange the schedule maybe, right? So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes in number 17. He says, what's this idea that you're not allowed to learn Torah and Erev Tisha B'Av? V'noigu de Torah misameches es aleif. Because Torah brings you pleasure. That's the simple reason of why you're not allowed to learn Torah and Erev Tisha B'Av. The Chassam Sofer had a more creative reason. Because what you learn in the afternoon... Oh, no. Oh, there you go. There you go. So, so the Mishnah Berurah, the Chassam Sofer has a different version. The Chassam Sofer says the reason why you're not allowed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av is because what you learn in the afternoon, you think about at night. So when you're going to learn, you're going to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av. So now comes the Kinnis. The at night, you're thinking about that Gishmak, the Chakira, that Reb Kivega that you saw, that this. So that's why you're not allowed to learn. So writes the Chassam Sofer. So he writes himself. Let's go back to Mishnah Berurah for a second, number 17. Writes to Mishnah Berurah. When we call Malkum calls it Ein Medina. Very important. Mishnah Berurah says this whole thing about not learning an Erev Tisha B'Av is not really Api Halach. I mean, it's not really required. The whole Mutab Erev Tisha B'Av Medina Kuchalach Hamish Enuyim. You're allowed to do all the other Enuyim on Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, according to the Chassam Sofer, it's not a riot, right? Because according to the Chassam Sofer, the other Enuyim I'm allowed to do on Erev Tisha B'Av because Erev Tisha B'Av is not Aser. But according to him, I'm not allowed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av because of its impact on Tisha B'Av. But okay. Mishnah Berurah's answer always is that you have another option. Why do you want to learn Daf Yomi or whatever? Learn the Gemaras and Gittin that talk about the Avelis. You have something else to learn. So not that you should sit idle the whole day, learn something else. So we had a few years ago, I don't remember when, we talked about a big Chakir about this. Is there really a Chiyuv Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av? Or Pshat is there is no Chiyuv Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av? Meaning, what's the Tut Stadim? Maybe Tisha B'Av, there's no mitzvah to learn Torah. Grada, if you want to, you're not obligated. There's a certain, you know, group of Torah that you could learn. That's one side of the Chakira. The other side of the Chakira is, no, about you have a mitzvah to learn Torah. You can't learn regular, but you have to learn the things that are mutter. That's all I remember about the share, but it's probably online somewhere. Talked about it. Okay. Well, that's fine. Everyone holds the morning is fine. The earliest time the prohibition would start is Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, which is... That was the Chassam Sofer. Mr. Berurah has a Chiddush. He thinks that the Isser starts already now. Now, meaning Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Oh, so even though, because he's saying
a period of time that you should learn Torah.
No, because that's exactly. No, his argument is no, because his argument. Well, first of all, we'll see the Baal Halacha makes that argument later. But his argument right now is you could learn other things. I'm not telling you not to learn. We'll get there. We're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to the famous. I don't know if I put it on the paper this year, but other years we put the famous Baal Halacha. The Baal Halacha says people like to learn what they want to learn. That's it. You know, people learn what they want. If you tell them they can't learn this Masechta, they're done for the day. Well. That's what it sounds like. It's called, right. They came out to give a great sefer that came out just in Lakewood came out. Of hearer, right? Should we talk? I think we titled that a little bit. If hearer in the lumbus of hearer betayer, would that affect this question? They came out a gevaldik sefer in Lakewood, 700 pages on the four blot of the Agadah Gemara. Right, and the guy who wrote the Gemara, the guy who wrote the sefer. Yeah, you have it.
No,
I know. That's where I got it from. He's an Anikul Barab Gifter. Right, from a Gifter, from his mother's side. Okay, in any case, I really want the safer, Mike. I really want the safer. That's what I really want. I know, I really want the safer stuff. 27. It's an amazing safer, but the guy, what I want about the safer is it's a safer with lumdus. So someone asked him, how do you put a safer lumdus? Of things that you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So he says that Itaka came out with a chap. He says this year, he thinks everyone should learn the Sefer on Shabbos. Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av. Because since Erev Tisha B'Av, there are those that are Mekel, even if it's Tisha B'Av, Shabbos, Shabbos. So this year he thought that everyone should learn the Sefer, not on Tisha B'Av, but the day before Tisha B'Av. So that's what you can learn this year. Okay. Yeah. No, Grant, his sales pitch is interesting. He thinks you should buy the Sefer for all year long. He thinks it's not a Tisha B'Av Sefer, meaning you shouldn't go in the Tisha B'Av section. You should go in the Maseches Gittin section. When you want to learn Maseches Gittin, you should buy this safe. Okay. It's interesting. So does things get more complicated because this year Tisha B'Av is Shabbos? So the Chayrit should. Why? Because learning should be like a Davish Abitzinna. Davish Abitzinna, the Ramah Paskin, is also. So the same way, I'm not allowed to have Tashmish, I'm not allowed to go into the mikvah. Why am I allowed to learn Torah? So if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, because it's inside, it's private, it's in the house. Yeah, it doesn't have to be. It could be something that's done privately. So the Mishnah Berurah writes like this. We got to read this Mishnah Berurah quickly because it's getting late. And if we don't get to what you're allowed to do Sunday night, people are not going to be happy. So let's read the Mishnah Berurah. It says the Mishnah Berurah number 17. He says, V'hine mehar be'achrayin mashma shetavsa minik zeva le'arulah. Many achrayin accept this halacha of not learning Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Da'afilu umchal b'shabes iskimu kam achrayin l'sanei kimoi shekas v'ramol kimoi shech b'kamein. Even if it's Shabbos, you still should also follow that. Omnam. There are many achrayim who take big issues with this Ramah. Rishon l'chol harashal. First and foremost, the Marshal, who is the uncle of the Ramah, kasvu alav shalomad ba'atmei achar chatzos. The Marshal writes about himself that he used to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av after chatzos. The gam la'achayim b'zev. Hit the gam. He told all the people they can also learn. So he was matter. Gam hagro b'biurei kasv the chumra yiserihi. Even the Vilna Gaon writes on this Ramah that that's too much. It's not learning on Erev Tisha B'Av is too much. He's going to stop people from learning. You tell a guy, you can only learn the Gemara's and Gittin. I'm not interested in learning the Gemara's and Gittin. I want to learn the Daf or my Mishnah Yomi, whatever I'm doing. People learn what their heart desires. People learn what they want, when they want, how they want. They don't learn when they're told. That's in school. When you're a kid in school, they make you learn what you have to learn here. You're an adult, you learn what you want. And if you tell me you can't learn the shiur you want, you're just not gonna learn. Because of the chen hominik, ayin shom, because of the chayodom, to chumra ba'alma. Al-kain nira is the best part. Concludes the Mishnah Berurah. Mi sherotza lahaku b'zeh imechim b'yodom. If you want to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after chatzos, no one can stop you. You have who to rely on. You can go learn your daf and learn your Mishnah Yomi, halach Yomi, whatever you want. You can be sent. You have to learn the things you can learn on Tisha B'Av. Right, right. That was Mr. Brewer's counter argument. I'm not telling you not to learn. I'm telling you to learn the things that you can learn tomorrow. And people's argument is, I don't want to learn that.
Only things on every honest Shabbos are fair things.
Yeah, I guess they weren't afraid that was going to impact your Shabbos. Good point.
Good.
Then the Mr. Brewer says, what happens this year? Hainu, afilu erev Tisha B'Av shechol b'Shabbos. Even if erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, same thing. Ain't amen. He says, if you learn the Taz, don't worry. If you learn on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, you'll get Tzchar for Talmud Torah. So Mr. Bruce says, you can be Samech on this Taz as well. You can have regular learning. Now, if you take a look over here in the Divrei Yatziv, here's a Gevaldik Chap over here. He writes, the Ramah says, number 18, left side. The Ramah says you're not supposed to say Pirkei Avos. Ain't I'm in Pirkei Avos. So what does that sound like? You're not allowed to learn. Says the Klausenberger, no. He says, v'efshe shegama Ramah shekos v'shoi lomad Pirkei Avos b'shavos hainu dafku liyochid. He thinks that means individuals. V'ayim b'sifrei divri Avos agayin akadosh b'bachach, v'akdomo, shayimin hogim shayinim imloim at Pirkei Avos b'rabim yachalei kolak v'nei atzvoi. The Klausenberger Rebbe is telling that if you're going to stop a shir on this Shabbos, that's a Vespa Fasin. By every Shabbos, there's a daf of five and there's a this. This week, why are you closing everything? Either Ramah, he said the Ramah was talking about when he used to say Pirkei Avos in the house. He doesn't mean the Pirkei Avos shir. Ain't number Pirkei Avos means a private recitation of the Pirkei Avos. No one knows what you do. That's Betzina. However, it says the Klausenberger, but to stop an ongoing shir that's on the books, that's been going on every single Shabbos, that would be deemed aveos befehes. And therefore, he writes, not like that, he thought that you should do it. Then he writes a very good chap. He says, all those people who wear Shabbos clothing should learn Torah also. He says, because l'shitasa, it's connected. Right? The same way we wear our Shabbos clothing because we don't have aveos befehes. If you're going to stop the learning, it's going to be the same aveos befehes. So therefore, the Klausenberger Rebbe endorses the learning of regular shiur. A quote over number 90 for Rabbi Yashiv. V'chemevi b'shem agoyin reyeshiv shom Eliyashiv. Shemoto lilmoit kirogel b'shabbos erev tishvav. You're allowed to learn regular on Shabbos. Afilu achatzarayim. Even in the afternoon. V'oikosev shom b'shmoy b'inyin shared af yoimi. B'limut harabim einochoy nishanis b'divir amo. V'ein l'kayim asishir. Interesting. Rabbi Yashiv said, cancel the daf. Okay, they didn't put that in the footnote over there. Avil mavali batim b'lo yashir lo yilmudu klum. But if there's no daf, there's no learning. Yagir hashir kirago. And you should have the shir. Okay, he writes, learning with your kids, that's not considered a rab. So Rabbi Yashiv held, got to know your crowd. If it's either this or nothing, which is really falling back from the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah said people don't want to learn the other sugyas. I think most communities fall into this category. If you're not going to learn your regular thing, you're not going to learn. So therefore, I think the more accepted practice is, and it could be I put it on other sheets, that many achorinim held that you can conduct regular shurim the Shabbos as long as they're regular kviyas dikas shurim. Okay, now let's continue on in the, we'll call it chronological order. So now we know what you're allowed to do Friday night. We now do Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon. We got you up till Mincha time. So up till Mincha, you're eating a regular Shal Shudas. Regular, everything's regular, and you have to stop at Shkia. Shkia is when the fast begins. So let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch number 20. Writes the Mechaber Tishbav, Leila Kiyom L'chol Dover, Vein Oichim Elam Yiboid Yom. You're only allowed to eat till it's day. Ubein Ashmosh Sholei also Kiyom Kippur. And Bein Ashmosh is also like Yom Kippur. Bein Ashmosh is after Shkia, so the fast starts at Shkia. Says the Ramo again, Umot Brechitza V'sich V'nil Sassandal Ad Bein Ashmosh. You're allowed to wear shoes and all things Toshkia. But you take off the shoes. You take off the shoes before Baruch. But if it's Shabbos, you can take off the shoes after Baruch. Besides for the Shalech Tzibur, it takes it off after Baruch. So what do we do once it's Shabbos? So what a lot of shuls do is they delay Ma'ariv. They tell everyone you're home. So you're home, you'll end Shabbos, whenever this man is. Then you'll change out of your clothing, you'll show up to shul, and we'll have a ma'ariv together, you're ready out of your big day Shabbos. If you take a look in Rivvay Sefraim, he writes over in number one, in number 21, he says, U'b'chol tishvav matzei Shabbos, dil halacha mutter lubash big day Shabbos b'Shabbos, kasim say v'zeh shulchan, ta'aderech hanachoynihi oz likvay ma'at yoysim u'cher tfilas ma'ariv, make ma'ariv a little later, v'atzibi yamtinu b'batein v'tekiv, k'shiyachshuch yoyim b'baruch ha'mavdil, you have to say baruch ha'mavdil first, you should say baruch ha'mavdil, v'yachlifu ha'begadim yovel basic neses. So once you make Abdullah, you look at the clock, it says whatever this man is, you say Baruch HaMavdil, take off your big Shabbos, take off your leather, and you go into your weekday clothing, and then you show up to shul. Most people think the reason why they make it later so you can drive. It's not really the chesed. The reason why they make it later so you can switch out of your big Shabbos into your big chol. Right, you have to avoid a chan also, what? We'll come back to my information in a few minutes. Yeah, we'll get to it in a second. Then he quotes over. We'll get to that. That's what he's saying. Here's what he's saying. Then he quotes over here from his friend, Reb Moshe Stern, otherwise known as the Mimcha, otherwise known as the Be'er Moshe, the Debrei Tzina Rav. He writes, Darchi Lahiris came to Shelzu, Shagam him espal to his Arva Matzah Shabbos Kedish Acharazman. Even if you daven Ma'ariv very late, in Kolze lo yachlut shum odom chot mihashatz min olav. He says, no. I don't care what time you daven Ma'ariv. You keep your shoes on, except for the shatz. But you untie the shoes before Baruch. And then after Baruch, you slip it off. It means it's like Hakpada, that when the Ramah says what he says, it means it. It means that we keep our shoes on until we get to Ma'ariv. Even though you're not in Ma'ariv at 10 o'clock, it's already an hour into the Tainus. Doesn't matter. There's a tradition that we keep our shoes on until Ma'ariv. And the rest of the Big Day Shabbos. So he writes over here, if you look over in number 22 for Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld was also asked this question, and he writes, this is meaning he's bothered. How does this work with Shabbos is over? So when do I take off the shoes? He says, no. The way they structure the Tishbav Shabbos is this way. Meaning, like the Debrei Tzina Rav said, if you first daven Ma'ariv at 10 o'clock, you're allowed to wear your leather shoes till 10 o'clock. It's already the fast. No. There's like a built in leniency for shoes to continue wearing them. Until you say Baruch Hu. Because the Ramah said, we don't take off our shoes until we say Baruch Hu. So it's like built into the system. So that's the other version of what people do. Is they know they take away their shoes. They only take it off after they start Baruch Hu. If you take a look at the bottom from the Shmir Shabbos Kolchose, he writes, since we're going to daven ma'ariv later, which I think almost every shul does, you should take your shoes off after once it's already ben hashmoshes. Then you put on your regular shoes, your tishbav shoes, and then you should go to shul. Well, you wait till right. Sorry, that's a chiddush, right? Most of us assume you'd wait till Tzeizik Chavim. So let's look at the next page. A quote from Rabbi Yashiv: She yeshiva al gabi hakarka in the heges b'matzah Shabbos u'kuliyam arak meshetechsha. Right? When do you have to start sitting on the floor? Again, most shuls are calling Ma'ariv for way after Tzeizik Chavim. So when does the floor prohibition start? So Rabbi Yashiv says that does not start at Shkia. Because again, you have to remember, there's a break between Shkia and Tosei Zichron. At least 45, 50 minutes, depending on how you calculate things. So for those 50 minutes are like the biggest, no one knows what to do with that time. Because it's still Shabbos, but it's Tisha B'Av. So it's like no man's land. Like, what do you do now? You can't, you know, you can't get ready too much because it's still Shabbos. And it's like, it's a very funny time. So it happens to be a very good time to learn. Just agaf. It's a very, yeah, but then you learn Eicha, learn, yeah, you can learn the Dvar Mamutarim.
Yeah.
No. Then already you'd have to learn the Dvar Mamutarim. You can learn Eicha. It's a great time to learn Eicha. When else do you learn Eicha? Great time for an Echa, get a jump start on the Kinnis, whatever. Good time to learn. But in any case, writes Rebbe Yashiv that you don't start sitting on the floor yet. He writes, no, it's not a chum. It's what you're allowed to do. That's the gufo. That's the limit. He said, the ain't the elaminug v'loy medina clock, because the whole sitting on the floor is only a minug. It's not mikiradin, which I mentioned in other shurim. If you have people that have back pain or various medical issues, they should not make themselves crazy to sit on the floor. They should sit on a regular chair. If they could, make it a little lower than usual. But you see people that the mamish, they could barely get up after they sit down. It's I don't think that's the idea. I don't think that's the idea. Then he writes, Hu adin the gabe haredes hamapim ha-shulchan v'asaras anivod l'chal dini tishvav v'shkiyas l'cham el dvarim shehim bedina de gemara. Only those things that I'm ikar adin, bedina de gemara, like milas ha-sandals, bedina de gemara, that would start already at the shkiyah. Okay, what about Avdallah Matzah Shabbos? What do you do Avdallah Matzah Shabbos? Obviously, you're not drinking the wine. You're not smelling the psalmim. So what do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in number 23, Leil Tisha B'Av Shechal Be'echad B'Shabbos, Kishiroya Haner Oime Bari Mireish. The first thing you do is you do Bari Mireish. That we do Matzah Shabbos. Ve'eim B'Varachal B'Samim, but there is no B'Samim. This is Matzah Shabbos. So Matzah Shabbos, so what most people do is they do it in Shul. The problem is, what about your wives? So if your wives come to Shul, fantastic. If your wives aren't coming to Shul, so what do the women do? So one side is the women can make their own Bari Mireish. Others say, no, women might not be Mechoyvin Avdallah, might be Mechoyvin Bari Mireish. So it's a big question. So what some people do is you can make it, don't listen in shul, don't look, and come home and make it for your wife when you come home from shul. That's the other option if you want to avoid this shiloh. Now, we don't, and then what about Sunday night? So Sunday night, this is always the hardest. Just it, this Bari Mireish, nothing else. That's all. Yeah, regular Ner Avdallah. Just by a mirage. Usually it's done in shul, but you technically can do it at home if you want. You can do it at home before you leave. Yeah, I don't see why you can't do it. I don't know. So usually it's done in shul after marriage. That's usually the way it's done. Yeah, that's usually the way it's done. Now, what about Sunday night? So Sunday night's tough because you got to make Avdallah Sunday night. Now, you don't say ner. There's no ner Sunday night. There's no besamim Sunday night, but there is the wine, the cup. Question is, what do you have to drink on Sunday night? So we'll get to that in a second. But before that, it's kedai to note. No, it is a problem. Wine is the only thing that continues into Monday. Even this year. Wine and meat. That's the only real thing. And music. Wine, meat, and music are the only things that continue until the next morning. But meat and music. So that's a shiloh. 99% of the place can hold grape juice does. He disagrees. He holds grape juice is b'chol, not a problem in the 9 days. Rav Moshe held well, grape juice is a problem. So we'll hopefully get to it. Okay. Well, let's try to see if we can get to it. So again, let's just remind ourselves. So Matzah Shabbos is just Ner, and Sunday night is just the kid. It's just Avdallah. No B'samim, none of that stuff. No. Nothing. No. You just start. Hinei Kel is only done on Friday night. I think you can do it in your house before you go to shul. I think you can do it. You can do it when you come home also. You can do it when you come home also. Yeah, you can do that also. That's another option. I think most years that's what I do when I come home after Eicha and Kinnis and my wife is home. I do it then. Usually that's what I do. So if you take a look over here very quickly, some of the interesting stuff over here. let's see where we can hop around. Number 27, Orcha Shulchan. Ubelel Mati Tishbav Mavda Kois. This is Sunday night. Fast forwarding a little bit. Sunday night we make Avdol on a cup. Why? What do you use Sunday night? Writes the Aruch HaShulchan, you can't use wine. Ella al shar mashk. You got to use chamamidim. The yayin also, because the Mishnah Berurah writes that you're not allowed to use yayin on Sunday night. So even though you can ask me akasha, We spoke about this a few years ago, but many people, myself included, made Havdalah last Matzah Shabbos on wine, right? Alpi the Shulchan Aruch. So why couldn't I do it then? This is really the Aruch HaShulchan L'Shitasi, because Aruch HaShulchan L'Shitasi held last week. Yitaka should have made it on Chamar Medin, but that's the Aruch HaShulchan's opinion. Not everyone agrees. Many Paiskim hold that that maybe you can use wine. I mean, to the same extent that you could have used wine last Matzah Shabbos, you could use wine this Matzah Shabbos as well. If you have anyone who's going to be not fasting, so we spoke a little bit about this on Sunday, just very bekitzer, this year, because it is a nitche for choylim, Kveiga brings down, Bar Halacha quotes it, we're more mekel. However, if a choylim needs to eat, do they make havdol? So this is machloikas achrein. Most achreinim say yes, Rabbi Yashiv held no. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yashiv held no for a katan. Let's say you have small kids. Kids that are old enough to be higil l'chinuch, that they really need to hear havdol. So do they make havdol? So Rabbi Yashiv held, many achreinim held no, because the whole purpose of havdol is chinuch. What chinuch? You teach your kid to make havdol when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, he's not supposed to do that. So there's no inyan of chinuch. The ma'isa, halacha l'ma'isa, we passing that for sure for a choylim, they should make havdol. And what's the choylim to make havdol on? So we generally tell the choylim to make havdol on chamar medina. So let's say, for example, if you have a pregnant woman, a nursing mother, or an elderly person, they should try to find something that's chamar medina. So that takes us back to another share we had a few months ago, was exactly this chamar medina. So today it's very easy, especially with the younger people, is tell them to just drink iced coffee. Everyone loves iced coffee. Very good. That's right. They have to make their havdol. So let's see. Yeah. So let's see. So first of all, if you take a look over here, amazingly, number 30, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes like this: Tisha B'Av shechol b'matzei Shabbos im kvar berich habal al aner be'basic nesses kinev to kvarch isha al aner ba'atzim. So he says she can make her own. That's first thing. You know, you can tell your wife. Rav Shlomo Zalman Rabbi holds you can make your own bayir mireish. They'll tell you they don't want to. Okay, we all know how this goes. But l'maaseh, Rav Shlomo Zalman held they can make their own. Then they quote over here number 30. What I want over here from number 31 that Rav Moshe held that if a person has to make avdol on Tisha B'Av, they should not use yain. They quote from the Biskurov. The Biskurov had an amazing chiddush that no, you're not allowed to drink yain on Erev Tisha B'Av, but you're allowed to drink wine on Tisha B'Av. So a chayla who has to make avdol on Tisha B'Av should use yain. That was the chiddush of the Biskurov. Okay, I don't think that's the accepted psak. I think the accepted psak is that we tell people that if they have to make avdolah again. So again, a person who needs to drink or eat who's a chayla should make avdolah first. They should make avdolah. There's a whole shayla I had in a different booklet. If let's say they make avdolah matzah shabbos, let's say they attack us so shvach that they have to eat Matzah Shabbos. Do they say Hinei Kel? Do they say those psukim of Divrei Bracha? There should be, you know, a good week or not. That's Machlokes Achronim. Good, fine. So the Maaseh, they should make it on iced coffee or make it on or coffee or something like that. Orange juice is also a form of Chamar Medina. Again, women should say their own, but either. So yeah. They should make, they have to make their own Havdol. Again, Matzah Shabbos, they're still not going to say psamim, and then they're going to have regular nair. Again, lichatchila, my personal feeling is if a chayla can make it through the night, it would probably be better to make it through the night. Now, if they can't, again, I am not a doctor and I'm not taking any medical achrayis. Speak with your doctor first, but someone just called me today. The doctor said there's no medical problem with fasting, but the doctor says you shouldn't fast. What does that mean? There's nothing wrong with it, but you shouldn't do it. No, no, I'm saying this was a muberis. So the doctor tells her, there's nothing medically wrong with you that you can't fast, but you shouldn't. Make avdol whenever they're going to break the fast, they'd make avdol. Yeah, sure. No. Okay. So Matzah Shabbos is still, it's going to be with Al-Pasamim, and it's going to be with Nair and whatever drink they're going to drink, which probably should be some form of a Chamar Medina, you know, iced coffee or coffee, tea, juice, maybe even milk, as we spoke about in the past. Ah, so that's the Gishmak Shaila. If their Havdalah works for me, let's say you hear it's a double Shaila. Can your Havdalah work for her? And can her Havdalah work for you? So I put it over here. Number 28, the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva quotes from the Birki Yosef, who says, Choyle Sha'ochel B'tishvav, Yavdol Tekev Matzah Shabbos. The Birki Yosef, Shom Daiti Noitik Tzatz, Shiochol Lohoitzi Gamke B'nei Beisa B'Havdalah Zu. And if you'll say you have a family member's make, so you listen to Avdol, you answer Amen, Sunday night, you don't have to hear Avdol. Right. Wife, daughter, whoever it is, doesn't matter. Anyone in your family. And they make Avdol on Matzah Shabbos, Sunday night, you don't have to make Avdol. Interesting. Now, very big kid, sir. What is Mutter Sunday night? Okay? So Sunday night, everything except for Basar, Yain, and music. Okay? So Sunday night, you can do laundry, hot showers, swimming, shaving, haircuts, everything. The only thing you can't do is meat, wine, which I don't know if you really want to have it that badly on Sunday night. And if you, why? Because those things are not only because of the avails, they're because of you just finished the fast day. Since you just finished the fast day, it's not right to have indulging of some. So we still just finished the fast. No, but we still just finished the fast. We still finished commemorating a fast. So therefore, the parties can hold that we should be mach. Okay. Hopefully, we got to the bulk of what we need to know for the Shabbos, and those are some of the halachos.
Sure.
You know, Pharaoh.
Thank you, Rabbi.